the industrial park grows, the water treatment plant is also going to be expanding, and we're going to be needing to take back that lot that's adjacent. And it is currently with the Patrick Power Products Incorporated, and we've talked with them, and they're going to release that property. And what I'm requesting from you today is to terminate the lease with Patrick Power Products. It's at lot number 25.
There's nothing on it now. It's vacant, right, Steve?
It is vacant, yeah. Yes.
It's hooking right up to that hill.
Right. That's correct. And we just need it for the expansion of the water treatment plant, you know, at the industrial park. And we have a signed letter, you know, back from them, indicating their approval.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I have a motion that the Sussex County Council terminate the lease with Patrick Power Products Incorporated, lot number 25, consisting of approximately 2.66 acres at the Sussex County Industrial Park.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion by Mr. Jennings, second by Mr. Diggs to terminate the lease with Patrick Power Products for lot 25, 2.66 acres. Questions? Let the record show Mr. Cole stepped out of the room. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes? My vote is yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Glenn Lucky, Director of EMS, graduating class, paramedic student program. Come forward, please, and bring your group.
Everybody smile. Good morning, Pat.
Rob, you just graduated?
I did.
Again.
Again. Was it easy? It was easier this time, right?
Sure.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
It's with a great deal of pleasure that I bring with me the five most recent graduates from the Deltec paramedic program who we sponsored during their education as a part of our paramedic student program. They've all graduated. I will tell you that the among other things about this particular class, the pass rate on the National Registry written examination to pass the first time is about somewhere between 50-60%. All five of these folks passed on the first go. Yeah. It's a particularly bright group, and we're very, very proud. Becky Faraci, Doug Kent, Richard Lacey, Teresa Mitchell, and Teresa Tharp. We have to keep our Teresas straight here these days. and you guys all know Robbie Murray. I think it's also particularly appropriate that and we didn't plan it this way, but that we do this at Mr. Stickles' last meeting. Looking back at all the records that I inherited when I took the job as EMS director, and having worked with Bob for the last 5 years, we have had no better supporter than Bob Stickles, and the result, I think you will agree, is an outstanding EMS department. Mr. Stickles deserves a huge amount of credit for the quality of the EMS coverage that we have here in Sussex County. The paramedic department is, in my mind, second to none, and so much of that, Bob, is due to you and your support, and I've appreciated your support over my last 5 years here. And
we have the receipts to prove that.
We have the receipts to prove every penny of it, sir, and good luck in your retirement. Hopefully we will be seeing you, not professionally, but personally.
We went into service on a Tuesday.
Wow.
That's right.
So, with that, I really have nothing else. I wanted to introduce you. Any comments that you gentlemen have?
Are they FTL now?
What town they're from?
Yeah, tell where they're from and they give their name.
Well, just go right on down the line, guys.
How you guys doing? I'm Doug Kent. I live in Seaford.
Hey. Rebecca Faraci, Milford.
Richard Lacey, right here at Georgetown.
Yep.
My name's Teresa Clark.
I'm Teresa Mitchell. I live in Lewis.
I live in Frank.
You had to take a test twice. That's why you're back, right?
Three times.
And you're all registered to vote?
Well, it's a great project, I tell you what, and I know we struggled in the beginning trying to get this off the ground, and with everybody, it took a long time to get there. But as far as I'm concerned, because I know if we can, as long as we can hire them in-house, they'll stay here, they'll work with us, they'll be here, they'll retire here. And we ought to increase the funding. I thought I'd put my plug in now, Dave, next year to bring more people on board to be able to, you know, provide that.
This is our second graduating group. We have another group of five that's in right now.
Right.
And we will be interviewing later this month. We have 48 applications for the next class, which we'll be doing those interviews later on this month. And we have 8 slots in the class. So out of 48, we will pick the top 8 And they'll enter the program.
Eventually, we'll be able to take all that paramedics off, hopefully, you know, we need paramedics, so, you know, there's no doubt about it. It's a good-looking group, especially that one girl over there. Right? She's agreed with her. Like I said, I've known her since she's been a baby. I give her a hard time earlier. So.
So nice hearing that. I'm not hearing that I'm from Pittsburgh or I'm from Bel Air, and that's what we heard for many years.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
So it's a good mix.
You congratulations, guys. Bringing them all to county meeting tonight?
I don't. I hadn't planned to do that, no, sir.
Probably want to get some sleep, some of them.
They have to go to
where?
They
got all we got. That's right. Yeah. Crack the whip on them. That's right.
They'll be on the clock. So thank you very much, Sean, for your support, for making this. This is a result of a program that you guys made happen.
Fantastic.
Thank you again.
Good job.
Thank you, Glenn. Keep up the good work. Congratulations, everybody, and see you. Robbie, you want to say anything?
This is the last time we're going to be nice to you, see? But again.
Are they FTOing on the street now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, guys. John Ashman, Director of Utility Building, Dagsboro, Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District, Village of Pepper Creek Extension. Good morning, Miss.
Well, Rob, you're coming a regular down here now.
Good morning, guys. Sussex County Engineering is here to request permission to prepare and post notices for expansion of the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District for a parcel called the Village of Pepper Creek. This is a result of a request from the owners. It's tax map parcel number 23311, parcel 228. The parcel is located on Main Street, south of the intersection of Main Street, Route 26, and Vines Creek Road. This is the entire parcel here. The front is already in. The back is the parcel that we're requesting annexation. The parcel is proposed to develop as the Village of Pepper Creek, 87 single-family dwellings. The area is requesting annexation is contiguous to the existing district with part of the parcel already in the district. They are within the Dagsboro-Frankfort planning area study that's currently underway. Anticipation completion time of September 2007. Final concept plan approval was granted on June 7th, 2006, and the developer was subject to total system connection charges of $479,979 for the 87 dwellings at $5,517. Any questions?
Any motion?
I have a motion. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District boundary to include the remainder of parcel owned by Dagsboro Properties LLC to be known as Village on Pepper Creek as presented to Council on October 24th, 2006.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second. Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to allow the utility building to post notices for extension to the Sanitary Sewer District of Village of Pepper Creek. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Next, it's past 10:45, so we can proceed on into the public hearing for the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dune Beach Sanitary Sewer District Old Landing Road expansion. All public hearings are run by legal counsel.